Governor, Mayor, for the last year, I've been deferring to my partner and letting him speak first. I'm starting to feel this is terribly unfair, and I was thinking about renegotiating that provision of the partnership agreement. But since I like the partnership agreement's provisions about fees, I think I'll leave Glenn continue to speak first. I see over on my right Dr. Brown and the Mandela rowing team. All right. For those of you who don't know, for the last several years, Dr. Brown has done a most remarkable thing at Mandela, bringing together a group of terrific kids from the neighborhood and forming the nation's first Afro-American rowing team, which is now rowed in the head of the Charles and events all across the country and in Canada, and next year will go international, if I remember correctly. Dr. Brown's work has really been the crocus of spring. The crocus of spring of change at Mandela, and is a real bright spot to us and the community. We had terrific cooperation from all of the agencies that assist the development of affordable housing in the city, the Federal Home Bank, and in particular my old boss, John Eller, who can't be with us today, the Mass Housing Investment Corporation, Mass Housing Partnership, the city. Everybody really came together. We had a terrific cooperation from Fleet Bank and PNC. We asked them to do some pretty gutsy, maybe even some stupid things, and we didn't give them much time to think about it either. Everybody really, really pulled together to make this happen. Good business people don't usually thank people who've lost money in their deals. At least they don't thank them publicly. But in an unusual twist, we want to thank some people who lost a lot of money in Mandela. And that's the creditors of the former owner. Millions were lost by Winter Hill Bank, the City of Boston, the Boston Water and Sewer Authority, but at the end they all came together and recognized that it was more important to stop fighting and to trust in the community and to turn the buildings over to us so that we could get on with the work of the community, and they were all terrific.
The creditors who lost the most money, and he's thanking the Winter Hill Federal Saving Bank. Mr. Howard Cohen, the Winter Hill Federal Saving Bank, did not have to lose $1.3 million on this transaction. In fact, the Winter Hill Bank, they had an option to support my dismissal and for me to take Mandela back and pay him 100% on the dollar. In fact, Winter Hill Bank, they had an option to support Murad Owens, which had $2 million to pay the Winter Hill Bank more than you had to pay him of $1.3 million and still pay the remainder of the money. And the fact Winter Hill Bank chose to lose the money because of the personal backroom deal that has taken the place between you, Mr. Howard Cohen, and the Winter Hill Bank. Winter Hill Bank is known for a corrupt policy. That's why the President Roy Gain was indicted in 1990, I believe in 94 or 93, and he was fined $25,000 for him being involved in the personal transaction and I'd given a loan to his associate, which he was a partner to. So the fact if Winter Hill Bank did not cut a deal with you and the governmental entities, why they made a private bid prior to you to buy Mandela outright, because they knew Mandela was worth millions of dollars and they knew they would make profit more than the $2.8 million. That's why they bid on that development. And their first intention was to own it with a private developer and make a killing. So don't sympathize here with a corrupt bank to say they have taken a loss because of us. They did not take a loss. What they did is a favor to you, to Governor Salucci, and to Mayor Menino. And then they went after Al Murad to foreclose on his personal home and hold him responsible of the $3 million mortgage, which I was capable of paying 100% on the dollar, and to say, Murad, we're going to convert you from Chapter 13 to save my home into chapter 7 because they owe us $1.7 million on Mandela. This is shocking. If this is gone on a national level to investigate this bank, Sandra McGoldrick, she should be fired immediately. That bank has an obligation to the stockholder to get the most dollar for the bank. In this case, they played the politics, and they get the least dollar to the bank at the expense of Al Murad, who guarantored the loan personally, and now the bank is going after Al Murad for the difference. So they could have an announcement sound by you, Mr. Howard Cohen, and the governor, all of you, to say how wonderful the Winter Hill Bank took a loss, this corruption. I will not be proud of that statement, Mr. Cohen, to stop window dressing. This whole sham of Mandela and all this backroom deal that has taken place on behalf of the residents and the owner. As you know, your partner, Stephen Gray, who had to have site control, ownership, he has committed perjury on the federal court by filing two false documents in his own writing. Signature saying that he has no conflict of interest with the creditors or the debtor's attorney. In fact, Mr. Howard Cohen, he was represented by attorney on two other cases in the same time that he filed his verified complaint, his affidavit, to be appointed trustee for Mandela. What more perjury do you want that has been committed on the federal court, signed by Mr. Gray? Is this what you're proud of? You stole Mandela on perjury? You stole Mandela on fraudulent notes that they helped you? You stole Mandela by the governor allowing excess of $9 million of tax credit that it's illegal tax credit? Because by state law you have to have site control? And only the owner who owns a building and the land could qualify for site control. And Stephen Gray was the manager for the trustee. He was not the owner. The only owner that who could have qualified for the tax credit technically was Al Murad by state law. Old Judge Kendall has been biased and committed perjury under judicial conduct by saying she had no knowledge of any conflict of interest between my attorney, Harold Murphy, and Stephen Gray. In the meantime, I was put into a trusteeship on April 1st, 1996. And on the other case, Fronda Judge Kenner, on April 11th, Harold Murphy and Stephen Gray were in front of her. And Judge Kenner actually misrepresented the judicial conduct and lied to them intentionally and deliberately. There is a motion in front of her right now to recuse herself on perjury. She has not ruled on that motion for several months. So I will not be smiling and thanking the governor and the mayor and the court and the bankruptcy, Mr. Howard Cohen, because that is scandalous. Perjury is taking place. Fraud is taking place. You have robbed the Murad family, and you have robbed the residents of Roxbury. You are an expert robber, and you know how to buy the politics and your politicians.